Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Who are you?
So, hi everybody, my name is Charlie, as John said at the beginning, I'm the Archdeacon of Bath, and are you going to ask me a question about us? Yeah, good, okay. So, that will happen, we'll tell you what that is later. So, the answer to the question is, I am Charlie, and it's really nice to be here this morning.
Right, so we call you Charlie?
Oh, yes please, yes. Yes.
Not Charles?
Well, you can if you want. So, my mother calls me, and that's fine, yeah. Just to be serious, people will often address me as Archdeacon. I feel a little bit like I'm in a Barchester novel, and when it happens, I don't mind, but if you don't want to, if you prefer to use my name, I'm really comfortable with that.
So thank you. Mr. Archdeacon.
Yes,
in 60 seconds, where were you born? What did you get up to until you're about 23? And of course, vital question, what's your shoe size?
So I was born in Northern Ireland, and my parents, I'm not Irish, well I am actually, because by virtue of having been born there, but I'm not actually my parents, my dad had a job out there for a few years, actually grew up in England, and after I was 23, well I did what you normally do, yeah, you go to school, I enjoyed myself,
so
I went to university in Bristol, which, because it didn't come from around here, but having done that, I kept on coming back to this area and I've come back again.
So what did you study at Bristol?
I studied biology, yeah.
Good for our eco group.
Very good.
Yeah. We're talking about trees later on. I'm not joking.
Right, a little bit more about you.
Yes.
Do you have a partner, children, family, pets, hobbies?
Yes, all of those. Yeah. I've seen my children growing up now, they've left home, but so it's just me and my wife and the dog and the cat, but yeah.
Any hobbies?
Yeah, I have quite a lot of what you might call interest. I don't have time for massive hobbies and that sort of thing.
Oh no,
of course
you can't, but you're asking.
Well, you're out of time, unfortunately. football supporters, I follow Arsenal.
You have an Arsenal angel.
Good. I would like the commiserations from them today.
So what made you become ordained in the Church of England?
I thought you were going to say, what made you become an apostle? It's going really well.
Well,
why
did you tell
our
people to become
ordained? Yeah. No, what made you become ordained? So the sort of silly answer, but also the serious answer is that God made me. If I can put it like that. So I was a teacher for a few years, and when I've been doing that for not that long, sort of 5 or 6 years. That's right, secondary school. So bearing in mind this is quite a long time ago now, so this next year will be 24 years since I got ordained. I just had a sense that it wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. God wanted me to do something else, and you sort of go through a long process of being kind of mauled over various conversations and so on, which is great because just to test that it's not just a kind of weird feeling, but it's real. Since then.
I just love, you know, any role that's where you have to check it out.
Yes.
It's so easy for God just to sort of say, or maybe say, God has said it.
Yeah, God's told me that it is going to happen, and then the same way, He hasn't told me. So it's quite nice to have the conversation, really.
It's only in the last 6 months I've probably got to vaguely know you, but I've heard your name around a lot before.
Yes.
So what have you done in that diocese?
Yes, I have been knocking around the diocese for quite a long time. So I came here in 2016.
You've been that long?
Yeah, that's right. So I used to be a vicar in Cornwall for quite some time, and then again I had a sense that God wanted me to do something else, so I went to Portsmouth. I was a diocesan mission advisor there for a few years, and then I applied for a job working for the Diocese of Bath and Wells. It was only supposed to be for 3 years, and somehow they never got rid of me, so they kept sort of finding me.
No comment.
Yeah, new things to do. I was working for the bishop as part of his staff team for quite some time. And then I ended up. Not quite, although I think you would have done if you thought you could get away with it. He found me useful. This was the previous bishop. Then eventually ended up as head of mission and ministry for the diocese. So I have a small team of people who work for the diocese, advising churches, so I was running that. And then when our new bishop came, Bishop Michael, bear with me, it's a complicated story. Is he giving you a time limit? Is that what
you can't give it by the time.
So there was a bit of a reshuffle. So my colleague Anne, who's the Archdeacon of Wells, was looking after the cathedral because the cathedral needed some looking after at that time. So he asked me to be the acting Archdeacon of Wells, which in the diocese we have three archdeacons, so we take a third of the diocese each, basically. So I did that, and then when that was coming to an end after a year and a half, I thought, what am I going to do next? Maybe they'll finally get rid of me. And then Adrian, who some of you may have met, who was the Archdeacon of Bath, he said he was leaving. So I talked to the bishop, I applied for the job, and here I am. I kind of feel they can't get rid of me now, because I am here.
You were acting in Wales.
Yes.
So are you real now?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you've been in role of Archdeacon of Bath just over a year, give or take.
Yep.
So, what's your vision for the role? Mm. And perhaps more importantly for us here, how do you see your role as Archdeacon and you being Charlie relating to us fantastic people here?
So, as I said, I'm a patch of the diocese, which is roughly one third. It starts in Bath and it goes all the way across through the Chew Valley, all the way across to Western here and everything in between. In a nutshell, the goal is to look after the churches and the people in them. Now, I know we've got people here, like the team here, who look after everybody very well, but just to kind of make sure everything's going okay, particularly the clergy and also church wardens. We work with quite a lot, so it's lovely to meet church wardens this morning.
So you're not bothered about readers?
I love readers as well. You also have people who look after you, as you well know. Okay. But if you need anything from me, you're welcome to get in touch. Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. Okay, so my hope, my aim in this role, along with all the things I have to do, because there's quite a lot of admin involved in that, as you can imagine, and we do get involved in, unfortunately, when things go wrong, which is not going to happen here, obviously. It's never going to happen. Yep, never going to happen. But my hope, my vision, as you put it, is to just enable you to do what you think God is calling you to do, basically. Sometimes that's quite easy. People ask me, can we do this? And I say, yes, you can do it. Sometimes you have to have some more complicated conversations. Often if people want to kind of knock their building around or start some really exciting mission project or something like that. But I hope to be able to assist, support, and enable that as much as possible.
Church wardens, note that last bit.
Yeah, seriously, if you've got stuff with something in the diocese, it's often the Archdeacon's often a good person to get in touch with, because sometimes we can unstick things.
Brilliant. Thank you, Charlie, for being on the spot.
Pleasure.
All yours now to talk about batteries.
Thank you very much. I've kind of